Hebrews 13 and verse 15 says, through him, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. In Acts 16 and verse 25, we see Paul and Silas fulfilling this example, offering up the fruit of their lips, the sacrifice of praise in song and in prayer. We've learned a great deal about God throughout our fall focus this month, and I hope that it has benefited you and helped you draw closer to God. As we wrap up our study tonight and our entire focus, we want to end with learning about praising God. However, instead of having a lesson about praising God, what I hope we can do tonight is spend our entire hour just praising God. We're going to do that through scripture reading, through song, and through prayers. We do have a handout because tonight's readings are quite lengthy, and I thought it might be beneficial if you could follow along. They're all going to come from the English Standard Version, and you can follow along in the handout, or you can go in your own Bible. It doesn't matter to me, but we just thought that that might be beneficial for us all to be together in the readings as we're praising God through those readings together. At this time, we're going to begin this period of study. If you would, please stand, and we're going to sing number 22 out of the Hymns for Worship book. He is in our midst. The scriptures we're about to read focus on passages that talk about coming into the presence of God. Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Ezekiel chapter 1, beginning at verse 4. As I looked, behold, a stormy wind came out of the north, and a great cloud with brightness around it, and fire flashing forth continually, and in the midst of the fire, as it were, gleaming metal. And from the midst of it came the likeness of four living creatures. And this was their appearance. They had a human likeness. But each had four faces, and each of them had four wings. Their legs were straight, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparkled like burnished bronze. Under their wings, on their four sides, they had human hands, and four had their faces and their wings thus. Their wings touched one another. Each one of them went straight forward without turning as they went. As for the likeness of their faces, each had a human face. The four had the face of a lion on the right side, the four had the face of an ox on the left side, and the four had the face of an eagle. Such were their faces, and their wings were spread out above. Each creature had two wings, each of which touched the wing of another, while two covered their bodies, and each went straight forward. Wherever the spirit would go, they went, without turning as they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, like the appearance of torches moving to and fro among the living creatures. And the fire was bright, and out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures darted to and fro like the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now, as I looked at the living creatures, I saw a wheel on the earth beside the living creatures, one for each of the four of them. As for the appearance of the wheels and their construction, their appearance was like the gleaming of beryl, and the four had the same likeness, their appearance and construction being, as it were, a wheel within a wheel. When they went in any of their four directions without turning as they went, and their rims were tall and awesome, and the rims of all four were full of eyes all around. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went beside them. And when the living creatures rose from the earth, the wheels rose. Wherever the spirit wanted to go, they went. And the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those rose from the earth, the wheels rose along with them, for the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. Over the heads of the living creatures, there was the likeness of an expanse, shining like awe-inspiring crystal spread out above their heads. And under the expanse their wings were stretched out straight, one toward another. And each creature had two wings covering its body. And when they went, I heard the sound of their wings like the sound of many waters, like the sound of the Almighty, a sound of tumult, like the sound of an army. When they stood still, they let down their wings, and there came a voice from above the expanse over their heads. When they stood still, they let down their wings. And above the expanse over their heads, there was a likeness of a throne, in appearance like sapphire. And seated above the likeness of the throne was a likeness with a human appearance. And upward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were gleaming metal, like the appearance of fire enclosed all around. And downward from what had the appearance of his waist, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and there was brightness around him. Like the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud on the day of rain, so was the appearance of the brightness all around. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. And when I saw it, I fell on my face, and I heard the voice of one speaking. Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphim. Each had six wings. With two he covered his face, and with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one called to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, Woe is me, for I am lost. For I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. For my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a burning coal that he had taken with tongs from the altar, and he touched my mouth and said, Behold, this has touched your lips, your guilt is taken away, and your sin atoned for. Revelation chapters 4 and 5. After this I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice, which I had heard speaking to me like a trumpet, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. At once I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne stood in heaven with one seated on the throne. And he who sat there had the appearance of jasper and carnelian. And around the throne was a rainbow that had the appearance of an emerald. Around the throne were 24 thrones, and seated on the thrones were 24 elders, clothed in white garments with golden crowns on their heads. From the throne came flashes of lightning and rumblings and peals of thunder. And before the throne were burning seven torches of fire, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass, like crystal. And around the throne, on each side of the throne, are four living creatures, full of eyes in front and behind. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like an eagle in flight. And the four living creatures, each of them with six wings, are full of eyes all around and within, and day and night they never cease to say, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was, and is to come. And whenever the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him who is seated on the throne, who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders fall down before him who is seated on the throne and worship him who lives forever and ever. They cast their crowns before the throne, saying, Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honor and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals? And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly, because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals. And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders, I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. And you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. At this time, we're going to be led in a prayer by Brother Jonathan Gilbert, praising God for allowing us into his presence.
Let's pray together. Our God and Father, when we consider the fact that we are sinful creatures, when we think about the times that we have chosen to sin against you, when we think about the willingness of which we so oftentimes transgress your will, to consider those things, Father, then realize that you have allowed us an opportunity to come into your presence. The fact that you have looked upon us and allowed us to have an audience with you truly, Father, is an amazing thing. Father, we cannot thank you enough. We cannot praise your name enough for counting us worthy to have an audience with you. Father, we thank you for being here with us. We thank you for hearing us and allowing us to come and to worship you. Father, who are we that you should consider us? You who created the world, you who sustains life, you who allows us, Father, to live each day and to receive the blessings of your creation and of your hand. Father, we are so humbled to be in your presence. And Father, we are so saddened that so oftentimes we fall short of the glory that you would have us to attain. Father, you truly are an awesome God, as you have proven to us so many times. As we look around and we see the glory of your creation, as we look into our own lives and we see your providence and your care and your love for us as you have guided us through this life, Father, we cannot thank you enough for loving us, for showing us your care and your compassion, for hearing our prayer this very hour. And Father, we thank you that as we walk through our daily life, as we try to be lights in the shining world, that you are with us, that you guard our footsteps, that you provide ways of escape, Father, from the temptations that so oftentimes come to us in this world of sin. Father, words are not enough. We cannot say, we cannot express our thanks enough, we cannot express our love enough. But Father, we ask and we pray that you will accept our worship. We pray, Lord, that you will look into our hearts and that you will see how much we love you and how grateful, Father, we are that we are your children and that you are our God. In Christ's name, amen.
Number one in your Hymns for Worship book, "Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord of Hosts."
The scriptures we're now about to read from Psalm 145, 146, 147, and 148 are an encouragement to praise. Psalm 145. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and all your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and tell of your power, to make known to the children of men your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all his words and kind in all his works. The Lord upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand. You satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. He fulfills the desire of those who fear him. He also hears their cry and saves them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I'll sing praises to my God while I have my being. Put not your trust in princes, in a son of man, in whom there is no salvation. When his breath departs, he returns to the earth. On that very day, his plans perish. Blessed is he whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who keeps faith forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets the prisoners free. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the sojourners. He upholds the widow and the fatherless. But the way of the wicked he brings to ruin. The Lord will reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. For it is good to sing praises to our God, for it is pleasant, and a song of praise is fitting. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the outcasts of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars. He gives to all of them their names. Great is our Lord and abundant in power. His understanding is beyond measure. The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving. Make melody to our God on the lyre. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow on the hills. He gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens that cry. His delight is not in the strength of the horse, nor his pleasure in the legs of a man. But the Lord takes pleasure in those who fear him, in those who hope in his steadfast love. Praise the Lord, O Jerusalem. Praise your God, O Zion. For he strengthens the bars of your gates. He blesses your children within you. He makes peace in your borders. He fills you with the finest of the wheat. He sends out his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He gives snow like wool. He scatters hoarfrost like ashes. He hurls down his crystals of ice like crumbs. Who can stand before his cold? He sends out his word and melts them. He makes his wind blow and the waters flow. He declares his word to Jacob, his statutes and rules to Israel. He has not dealt thus with any other nation. They do not know his rules. Praise the Lord. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise Him, all His hosts. Praise Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all you shining stars. Praise Him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord. For He commanded, and they were created, and He established them forever and ever. He gave a decree, and it shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all deeps. Fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling His word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and rulers of the earth, young men and maidens together, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. He has raised up a horn for His people, praise for all His saints, for the people of Israel who are near to Him. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Brother Rusty Doom, praising God for His magnificent character.
Show all bowers, we'll pray together. Our Father, at this time, we are indeed humbled to come to Thee, Thy throne of grace and mercy. Father, Your greatness is unsearchable. You have been forever, and You will be forever. Through the very thoughts of Your mind, as words are being formed, so is the very earth that we enjoy today. We understand, Father, that it is preserved at this time, as is our life, by the very act of Your will. And we praise Thee for this. And we are in awe of such great power. Your wondrous works, and the creation, and the things that are sustained around us, they speak to Your might of Your awesome deeds. You are a gracious Lord, merciful, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love, love that is just, love that gives us everything that we need, love that sent His only Son, we might have access to You. These things speak of Your graciousness and Your mercy and Your faithfulness toward Your creation. For who better to preserve a way for us than the very One who created us? Through this love, You open Your hands and You satisfy the desires of everything that we need. May we, Father, always open our mouths and speak praise to Thee. May all that we do bring honor and glory into Your name. We are humbled, Lord, because we are incapable of giving You the praise that You so desire. We're so very thankful for the giving of the Holy Spirit that groans for us in ways that we are unable to. Again, a statement of Your greatness, Your magnificent character, of being able to supply for us the things that we are in want of. We praise Thy name, Lord. May all that we do give praise and honor to Thee. For it is in Your Son's name we pray. Number 21, praise the Lord.
The following scriptures praise God for His mighty works. Psalm 147. Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy, for the Lord, the Most High, is to be feared, a great King over all the earth. He subdued peoples under us and nations under our feet. He chose our heritage for us, the pride of Jacob whom he loves. God has gone up with a shout, the Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Sing praises. For God is the King of all the earth. Sing praises with a psalm. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Who can utter the mighty deeds of the Lord or declare all his praise? Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedness. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea, at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry. He led them through the deep as through a desert. So he saved them from the hand of the foe and redeemed them from the power of the enemy. And the waters covered their adversaries. Not one of them was left. They believed his words. They sang his praise. But they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel. But they had a wanton craving in the wilderness and put God to the test in the desert. He gave them what they asked, but sent a wasting disease among them. When men in the camp were jealous of Moses and Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. Fire also broke out in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped a metal image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt. Wondrous works in the land of Ham and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them? Then they despised the pleasant land, having no faith in his promise. They murmured in their tents and did not obey the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised his hand and swore to them that he would make them fall in the wilderness and would make their offspring fall among the nations, scattering them among the lands. Then they yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They provoked the Lord to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stayed. And that was counted to him as righteousness from generation to generation forever. They angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account, for they made his spirit bitter, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed with the nations and learned to do as they did. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their acts and played the whore in their deeds. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his heritage. He gave them into the hand of the nations so that those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their purposes and were brought low for their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. He caused them to be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright, in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever, to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever. Psalm 135. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Sing to his name, for it is pleasant. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel as his own possession. For I know that the Lord is great, and that our Lord is above all gods. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does, in heaven and on earth, in the seas and all deeps. He it is who makes the clouds rise at the end of the earth, who makes lightnings for the rain, and brings forth the wind from his storehouses. He it was who struck down the firstborn of Egypt, both of man and of beast, who in your midst, O Egypt, sent signs and wonders against Pharaoh and all his servants, who struck down many nations and killed mighty kings, Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and all the kingdoms of Canaan, and gave their land as a heritage to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your renown, O Lord, throughout all ages. For the Lord will vindicate his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are silver and gold, the work of human hands. They have mouths, but do not speak. They have eyes, but do not see. They have ears, but do not hear. Nor is there any breath in their mouths. Those who make them become like them, so do all who trust in them. O house of Israel, bless the Lord. O house of Aaron, bless the Lord. O house of Levi, bless the Lord. You who fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord from Zion, he who dwells in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Brother Philip Barnes, praising God for his work through history, especially as it led to his plan of salvation.
Our Father in heaven, as we hear your word being read, we're so thankful for it, God. Not only does it give us a basis for our faith, but it tells us about you, the history of your people, the victories, the defeats in the Old Testament, the lack of faith that humans had, the short memory that we still have about the great things that you do for us. So many of us here, Father, tonight, if you look back to the beginning and see your wondrous hand just in your words, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We're thankful for that, Father. We're thankful as we see the patriarchal age and how you spoke to men that served you and how you came out and delivered the Israelites out of bondage. How the children of Israel had a lack of faith like we do many times and short memories. But we know, Father, from your word that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And if we practice that, we'll have a good understanding. Help us to remember that daily. As we looked at your prophets and your kings and the judges and all those people in the Old Testament, Father, that pointed toward your Son, we're thankful that you did this, Father, for us, that you provided your Son for us. And now that we have access through Jesus, Father, please strengthen our faith and help give us wisdom each and every day, as your word tells us to ask for. Please forgive us for our sins, Father. We do have a short memory. But we're so thankful that your love endures forever and ever and ever. Thank you for that. In your son's name we pray, amen.
Number 559. This is Psalms 106, and it is sung to the tune of "I'm Not Ashamed to Own My Lord."
The Psalms we're about to read praise God for His work in our lives. Psalm 30. I will extol you, O Lord, for you have drawn me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried to you for help, and you have healed me. O Lord, you have brought up my soul from Sheol. You restore me to life from among those who go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, O you, His saints, and give thanks to His holy name. For His anger is but for a moment, and His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may tarry for the night, but joy comes with the morning. As for me, I said in my prosperity, I shall never be moved. By your favor, O Lord, you made my mountain stand strong. You hid your face. I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I cry, and to the Lord I plead for mercy. What profit is there in my death? If I go down to the pit, will the dust praise you? Will it tell of your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have loosed my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, that my glory may sing your praise and not be silent. O my Lord God, I will give thanks to you forever. Psalm 63. O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you, my flesh faints for you, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon you in the sanctuary, beholding your power and glory. Because your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise you. So I will bless you as long as I live. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul will be satisfied as with fat and rich food, and my mouth will praise you with joyful lips when I remember you upon my bed and meditate on you in the watches of the night. For you have been my help, and in the shadow of your wings I will sing for joy. My soul clings to you. Your right hand upholds me. But those who seek to destroy my life shall go down into the depths of the earth. They shall be given over to the power of the sword. They shall be a portion for jackals. But the king shall rejoice in God. All who swear by him shall exult, for the mouths of liars will be stopped. Psalm 90. Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You return man to dust and say, "Return, O children of man." For 1,000 years in your sight are but as yesterday when it is past, or as a watch in the night. You sweep them away as with a flood. They're like a dream, like grass that is renewed in the morning. In the morning it flourishes and is renewed, and in the evening it fades and withers. For we are brought to an end by your anger. By your wrath we are dismayed. You have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days pass away under your wrath. We bring our years to an end like a sigh. The years of our life are 70, or even by reason of strength 80. Yet their span is but toil and trouble. They are soon gone and we fly away. Who considers the power of your anger and your wrath according to the fear of you? So teach us to number our days that we may get a heart of wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? Have pity on your servants. Satisfy us in the morning with your steadfast love that we may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us and for as many years as we have seen evil. Let your work be shown to your servants and your glorious power to their children. Let the favor of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands upon us. Yes, establish the work of our hands. Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away, that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord, for he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitants of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. At this time, Brother Joe Burton is going to lead us in a prayer, praising God for his work in our lives.
Please bow with me. Heavenly Father, it's with honor and reverence that we approach you. Because, Father, we realize that you're the true and the living God, the creator and the sustainer of all things, and that we are your unworthy creation. And, Father, we're so thankful at this time that you didn't leave us to be a hopeless creation, but that you have given us hope, that you made a way that we might be reconciled to you, even though we did not deserve it. That you sent your Son, that he would sacrifice his life, that we might be able to live our lives here in a way that would give us an eternal life with you. And Father, as we think about our lives here, not only have you sent us your word that we might have as a guide as we live this life, but Father, you bless us in so many ways. We're so thankful for those blessings. We're thankful for the promises that you've given us, that you will always provide for our needs. And you provide even beyond our needs in many cases. And help us, Father, to realize that we are just stewards of those things. Help us to live our lives so that they would be an honor and a glory to you, that we might share that hope that you have given to all men with the world that we find around us. And Father, we know that many times there are troubles and trials and tribulations that we have to bear in this life, but we know from your word that all those things work together for good. Help us to see those things, to draw encouragement. Help us to, as we reflect on our lives and the years that have gone behind us, that we see you're working through those things that have occurred, and that would give us faith and strength as we go forward in this life. So, Father, we realize that this life here is just a speck, just a moment in time. Help us to always do those things to be a glory and an honor to you. And this is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Number 54 in your supplement book, 54, Hallelujah.
In years past, a form of congregational praise, which we've just all but forgotten, was called the responsive reading. The leader of the assembly would read a passage that praised God, and the assembly would respond with a repeated response throughout it. I think probably that we have neglected this because it seems pretty liturgical to us. That's something that they would do in some of the denominations, and yet when we look in Scripture, we find that this was a way that the children of Israel praised God. And so I'd like for us to participate in a responsive psalm tonight. And what that means is, I'm going to read the first part in Psalm 136 of each verse, and then you as the assembly respond back in unison, for his steadfast love endures forever. For example, I'll say, give thanks to the Lord for he is good, and you'll respond together, for his steadfast love endures forever. We're going to do that throughout the entire psalm. Psalm 136. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Give thanks to the God of gods. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. To him who alone does great wonders. To him who by understanding made the heavens. To him who spread out the earth above the waters. To him who made the great lights, the sun to rule over the day, the moon and stars to rule over the night. To him who struck down the firstborn of Egypt and brought Israel out from among them with a strong hand and an outstretched arm. To him who divided the Red Sea in two and made Israel pass through the midst of it, but overthrew Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea. To him who led his people through the wilderness. To him who struck down great kings and killed mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, and Og, king of Bashan, and gave their land as a heritage. A heritage to Israel, his servant. It is he who remembered us in our low estate and rescued us from our foes. He who gives food to all flesh. Give thanks to the God of heaven. At this time, we're going to be led in prayer by Brother David Coleman. It's a prayer praising God for his loving kindness and his abiding mercy.
Let us pray. Our God, we do know that your steadfast love endures forever. Father, we're so thankful for that. It gives us hope. It strengthens our faith. And Father, we know that you're not just a loving God, but you are love. You're the very essence of what love is. And Father, we know that the only thing that can separate us from your love is our own sins. That there's no height, there's no depth. There's nothing in this world that can separate us from your love. And God, you've shown your love towards us in allowing your Son to come to this earth and suffer and endure that cruel death on the cross, that we might have that forgiveness of our sins. And Father, we thank you for that love. And God, you're a merciful God. You're long-suffering. You're not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. And God, you've shown that mercy by the giving of your Son. Father, there's no way that we can deserve the love and the mercy that you show us. There's no way that we can earn it. But we're thankful, Father, that even while we were yet in our sins, you loved us and showed us your mercy. Father, we need your love and we need your mercy each and every day. We're thankful, Father, that we've been able to study and appreciate and learn more about your love for us, your mercy, and then how by walking hand in hand with you, we can draw closer to you each and every day. And through that love and through that mercy, we can be saved in the end and spend eternity with you. We make this prayer in Christ's name. Amen.
Number 507 in your Hymns for Worship 507, Psalms 136, to the tune of When My Love to Christ Grows Weak.
Psalm 117 says, "Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol Him, all peoples, for great is His steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord." Can we all say that together? Praise the Lord. What a great God we serve. I hope that we are all closer to God for the study that we've had this past month. I pray that our walk with God, however, will not end tonight, but this will just be the beginning. As we continue to grow closer and draw nearer, and as we do that, He does what He promises, to draw near to us. And as we do that, let us remember that we have been created to be to the praise of His glory. Let us always praise the Lord without shame. Praise the Lord. If you're here tonight and you have not become a child of God, you can praise God all day long. You can talk about His wonders. You can talk about His greatness. You can talk about His mercy. But if you haven't done what He said and allowed your sins to be washed away by the blood of His Son, it won't do any good. God is not merely looking for people who will say the right things to try to impress Him. He's looking for the people who will do what He says. And that is the greatest way that we praise the Lord. Have you praised the Lord by submitting to Him, confessing your faith in Him, turning from your sins, and submitting to His Son Jesus in baptism for the remission of those sins? If not, can we help you with that tonight? If we can help you in any way, won't you come right now as we stand and sing?